Charlie Crocker, BBC Radio Sonar, with you through till 4 o'clock. My guest is Roger Langley. We're talking about his new book, Danger Man or Prisoner, and he joins me again now. Roger, when you were going through, because you know quite a lot about Patrick already, were there some surprises that turned up?
Well, only, I suppose, in that the more you find out about some of the series, like The Prisoner, the more unusual things you discover, and they're not things that are normally written about in reviews of the show or in write-ups of episodes, and you hear them from the actors who appeared in the series. So in that respect, having interviewed many of the people from The Prisoner, I've been able to get some of the anecdotes and the funny stories that were behind the scenes, and there's quite a lot of that in the book. And I've also used a lot of the people from Sheffield who are also, like McGowan, about sort of in their 80s, who remember him from those days, and they've all told me stories which have made the book very colourful. And those are the kind of things that I think people will enjoy reading.
The Prisoner was one of those series, wasn't it? Everybody, I mean, it was quite unusual at the time, wasn't it? That's the first thing to say.
Yes, I'd say it was unique. There'd been nothing like it at that time. He brought the swinging 60s to a drama show. It was a primetime show with a message, if you like. And at the end of the series, the ITV networks and switchboards were jammed with irate callers who didn't understand what the last episode all meant.
Really? And I haven't ever seen it because I was a little bit before my time, but so tell me what the last episode really did mean. Why were the phones jammed?
Well, in the preceding episode, Once Upon a Time, the penultimate one, he'd been regressed, the central character, back to his childhood and all these schoolhood days and schoolboy days that I've mentioned. And he was finally, at the end of that episode, asked, "What do you want now?" And he says, "To meet number one," because McGowan's character is called number six. And all through the series, everybody was wondering, who's number one? And when he finally got into this last episode, a giant fantasy setting in a big underground chamber, there's a kind of a trial, and there's lots of fantastic characters. There's a giant rocket that takes off, and he goes up to this control room, and there's a character in a mask, and he pulls off the mask, and number one's identity is finally revealed to us all. But I think I'll have to leave you and your listeners to guess who that was.
Roger, do you even, because one of the things I love is when I'm talking to you about it, you can tell that you've still got that absolute passion for the show, and there there are some shows that do that to you, but for you that was a particular one, The Prisoner. What were the things that made it particularly great for you, do you think?
I think there's a combination of things. The setting itself, Port Merion in North Wales, is beautiful, and the Prisoner Society, 6 of 1, we hold our conventions there every year. The music, there was lots of library music that hadn't been used before, incidental music with new kinds of instruments. I remember with Doctor Who, Ron Grainer had this radiophonic workshop, and synthesizers and so on were just coming in, and so you had unusual sounds in the episodes. The script writers, they were top men at the time who wrote some excellent stories, suspense stories with twists. There were top actors who'd been all on the screen, famous names who were now making an entry into television as they used to in the 60s. Mm. And so the whole thing combined, with McGowan over in charge, overseeing it all, into this wild extravaganza of a TV programme that nobody at the time really understood.
Excellent. Did you enjoy writing the book? Because you have a passion for it, obviously, and for Patrick, do you think it was actually one of those things that by the time you finished, you went, "Oh, I'm a bit sad I finished it now"?
Well, I was, and I wish there was another book that one could write about him, but I think I've put everything in it. It's actually called Patrick McGowan, Danger Man or Prisoner, because the title refers to him being a tough guy, like Danger Man, on screen. But was he a prisoner of that series, The Prisoner, in that after that?
Yes.
He faced a lot of criticism, but in the end, all these years later, people see it as the fine series that it was. And as for writing the book, I'd like very much to thank my wife Karen, who did so much in getting all the information, storing it and typing and putting stuff together for me.
Just supporting you, really.
Absolutely. She, took all phone calls and made arrangements and was marvellous, and I thank her enormously.
I'm sure she enjoyed it as much. I'm sure there's another book you can do. I reckon you're going to find one, you know, Roger, because it sounds to me as if you enjoyed doing this one so much. There might be another one in there somewhere.
Well, they're about to remake The Prisoner, apparently, so perhaps there will be another book.
Oh, my goodness, and this would be fantastic for me, because I shall phone you first, because I have no doubt you'll have the archives, and I should say, Roger, I'm over to yours and Karen's to just gen up before I watch the next series.
Well, I'll be able to say to you what they say in The Prisoner, which is, be seeing you.
Ah, that's brilliant. Roger, thank you so much for joining me. My best regards to your wife, Karen, as well. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Patrick McGoohan, Danger Man or Prisoner, that's by Roger Langley. And it's always lovely, isn't it, when you talk to somebody about a particular subject or a series or something like that, and you can hear the passion about that show. But Patrick McGoohan himself sounds to be a fascinating man, so I wish Roger the best of luck. And as I say, if there is another series coming out, I shall do my best to catch up what happened before.